Sometimes life feels out of our control. We get stuck in trauma, old patterns, and change feels out of reach. Sometimes it feels like fate. We want to help you break out of old, unhelpful patterns and become healthier. We're Fate Resilience, taking control of the outcome.
With licensed therapists, Jennifer Oxford,
Taylor Madsen,
Haley Mayer.
Welcome back to continuing talking about obstacles to change. The next resistance to change we're going to talk about is justification. When people justify, they don't have a need to change. They have all of these reasons why they either don't have a problem or why things are better the way they are or why now isn't a good time to change. So justification is either an obstacle or a reason why they don't have a problem. So maybe you're the one that has the problem and not the person you think needs to change.
One of the other ways to look at it that I really liked from some of the material is that you need to be right. Because if you're right, just like Taylor was talking about, only then everyone else has to do the work. But the other problem with that is that if you don't have to do any of the work, you have no control. And so it's interesting that we use justification as a way to claim that we're doing everything right, and yet we become powerless through justification as well.
It's a lot about proving. Justification is simply a nice word for I'm trying to prove that I know better, that I understand, that I can comprehend. And it's like the quote of like, it doesn't really matter what, this isn't the actual quote, but the whole gist of the quote is, it doesn't really matter what you're trying to prove if you have to go into depth where you have a lot of research and that outweighs the weight of what you're trying to say, then it doesn't really matter what you're trying to say, right?
Yeah, the biggest trap people fall into when someone is justifying is trying to educate them. Like, oh, you just don't have the facts. Let me give you the facts. And that creates more resistance with someone that justifies than empathizing with them because they have the facts. They're right. They need to be right. And so giving someone education will not help someone that justifies.
The other thing that's happening with justification is there's a blame, right? We talked a little bit about how everyone else needs change. So there's just blame aspect. And with the blame, what's happening is they're identifying how other people are making them uncomfortable, how other people's choices are outside their control. So if other people could change or grow, or if my spouse could go see a therapist, or if my children could just stop, or, you know, one of 100 different things that puts, again, all the control outside of you, then I can be, I'm going to use the word entitled to not change. I'm entitled to not move because maybe I do see that someone's actually doing something they shouldn't do, but that doesn't change that your own ownership of your behavior.
And so let's kind of bring that back to motivation, right? How does motivation, what does it look like to have justification getting in the way of motivation or vice versa? What does justification have a place in within the motivation topic? Because we're talking about justification as itself, but how does it relate to motivation? How do we bring that back to there?
Someone might want something, but they have all the reasons why it's not going to work. Mm-hmm. I can't go to therapy because X, Y, and Z. Or I can't work on this in therapy yet because of ABC. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of real examples that I've worked on, real examples for my own life. Drawing a blank at the moment.
So I can give a couple examples while you're thinking about that, Taylor. One of the things I hear is that we say, I can't afford it, right? And whether that's, can't afford the time, I can't afford the finances, I can't afford the discomfort. It's this idea that I don't have the resources versus the opposite of I can't afford it is how can I get the resources or how can I increase my knowledge or skill so that I can participate in something. So for example, we find that we can afford things we have value to. We can afford time for Netflix. We can afford money for our favorite hobbies, those kinds of things. And so giving yourself permission to recognize if you're telling yourself you can't afford it. And then if you're saying, if I really need it. So for example, if I really need therapy, or I really need to get a life-changing surgery, I need to figure out either how to get a job with insurance, or how to, you know, to find the time, or how to work on my health, you would find options. And so there's a lot of that that comes into justification.
An example I run into a lot in therapy is I have to have an affair because my partner isn't nice to me, or I can't stop the affair because of how my partner treats me, or I can't stop working at my job where my affair partner is because of how much money I make there, or because I'm the one that started the company, even though it's causing so much trouble in my marriage or relationship. So there's all of these reasons why an affair can't stop, or they can't stop being around the affair partner because of, you know, the proximity of the affair partner. I can't move. I can't get a different job. Or if my partner would be so nice to me, or would be nicer to me, would love me better, would treat me better, then I wouldn't need an affair.
Well, and even the opposite of that, of I can't leave my abuser for all those reasons too, right? So that's another way we justify, is I can't leave because I don't have the money or resources. And some of those are real challenges, but not necessarily reasons we shouldn't change.
Yeah, there. We've talked about hooks before. Like sometimes an obstacle is something that's in our mind, something that we're worried exists. And other times it's a genuine obstacle, something that we need outside help for, something that we need more information, education about. But telling someone when there's an obstacle on their path, how to handle it, will just increase the resistance to it.
So kind of like you're talking about, like the justification, motivation, especially with like affair partners. So worked with many couples who've had those kinds of situations, and their motivation to do better, they'll justify, you know, I don't need to have the motivation to do better, or it's impossible to do this thing because A, B, and C have happened, affairs, financial infidelity, whatever it is. One of the most interesting ones is the motivation to work with my partner is not there because they aren't there emotionally for me. So I'm now motivated to go outside the relationship. And that justifies my means. The idea of, well, I can't be motivated to work within this relationship, but I'll go outside the relationship. And there's almost like a justification aspect of that, where it's like, that won't work for my motivation, but this works towards this, which is actually outside my value construct, a lot of different things. On like a more simpler edge, I'll see a lot of the times too. It's just this idea of, I think also justification should also be looked at. Like another tip is, if I'm justifying a lot, like of what my, you know, of why I can't accomplish my goals because of this, this, and this, I probably should also take a step back and evaluate, was my goal even really attainable, or was it really like, you know, an appropriate goal? Like the idea of like, I'm going to run outside every day. Well, Taylor and I have been in a snowstorm for the last 2 days. I could see a lot of people saying, well, I can't possibly do my goal, and my motivation, I can't really actually get motivated to do it because of the outside things. And they're justifying it with all this weather and things like that. But in actuality, it's like, that's why when you make the goal, you're aware of the things that could come up. Right. And so, because you're going to have a lot of means to justify the reason why you can't stay with your motivation. And so I think that justification can come about sometimes to kind of almost highlight if our goal is slightly not appropriate for what we actually have the means to do. Right. And so if we're finding ourselves justifying repetitively for multiple events of when we should be enacting it, I think we've been given our answer at that point of why maybe our goal wasn't put in the best way or given the best resources. And so if justification is coming up, that probably means we need to re-identify what our goals should be and what it should look like. So that way our motivation can be continual instead of a stop and go situation.
One of the things I want us to explore is, when is it justification and when is it a decision? So for example, Taylor talked about situations where my spouse is not nice to me or I'm being abused, and then choosing to leave versus choosing to cross boundaries or lie about something. Can we talk a little bit about when it is a decision versus a justification? Because I think some people might get confused, and I can see it being weaponized by saying, you're just justifying your unwillingness to stay in this relationship because I hit you or something. Like, I think that it can be weaponized. So I just want to...
I find it's often weaponized.
Yeah.
And so this comes down to, the problem is the definition of the problem. So what's a problem for one person isn't a problem for another person. If someone is coming in and asking for help and they're not working on change because of reasons that they're justifying not changing, but they're coming in for help, that's where we look at it through, they're resistant to change because of justification. But if I am saying, hey, Jen, you got to work on this problem, I'm like, no, I don't. Then I'm like, hey, Jen, you're just justifying. And that's where it's a me problem and not a Jen problem.
Right. And so telling other people they're justifying, especially if you have some kind of skin in the game about what they're justifying, is probably not the best feedback to give somebody.
No, it's not.
Mm-mm. And one of the reasons we talk about this around motivation is because the question is it really working for you? So when we justify behaviors, right? Say I justify gossiping to a friend about my spouse, which, by the way, I think is not a positive behavior in a marriage. But say I justify that because nobody else understands me. And here, let's see, what are my justifications? I need to vent. They're just my feelings, you guys. What would you say to that? What would you say to help raise my awareness of moving forward?
Can you rephrase that?
I would just say my spouse doesn't like that I'm talking to my friend about all the things he does, but I need someone to talk to about it.
Mm-hmm.
If I said it that way, what's the problem with that?
I think justification implies that I'm going outside my values and that I have a good reason for why. If I am within my values, that's actually a boundary. If it's justification, I think that I've gone outside my values and I'm really trying to stretch the boundary of what's going on, and it's not quite adhering to what it is. So I think a rule of thumb is that justification is when we're not quite aligned with our values or our beliefs or our goals. And we are trying, it's almost, I'm thinking of like,
Your example earlier of, I value fidelity and commitment, but mm-hmm. because of the way my wife is treating me, I'm going to step outside my marriage.
Or husband. Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to step outside my marriage and I'm going to talk to this person. So if your thing is, I'm talking to someone, I'm well within my boundaries of like what is appropriate. I know what topics I would like to talk to people outside the marriage about. I know who's an appropriate person to talk to, right? Like, because some people say, your therapist, I've had some clients that in a couple scenario, and kind of bringing this back to the idea of motivation, it's the idea of like my motivation to make this work within my marriage. Here's what it is. Okay. So justification implies this idea of when people say, well, you're talking to a therapist, that's talking to someone outside your marriage. You shouldn't ever talk to anyone poorly about your spouse, about their decisions, things like that. The reason why talking to a therapist is within many people's values is because it is an appropriate person. It's a third party who's not, has no skin in the game. We are there to just be a sounding board, to be someone to help prompt them to think about things within themselves, but we're not there to help them make a decision in the sense of we make the decision for them and try to influence them. And so it can be within their value system because it's not someone who isn't an appropriate person. Now, if there's a therapist who has bad boundaries and it's becoming like a really weird connection moment, yes, then it becomes a justification of why am I talking to them instead of my spouse? But the motivation of I want to make things work, or let's not even say I want to make the marriage work. I want to be, my motivation to be clear-headed as I make decisions, I think should always be more of your goal and motivation than just making a relationship work. That, you know, that is more of a worthwhile goal, I think, for everyone. Because if you're more clear-headed, you're going to be better in any relationship you're in. But that doesn't always mean the relationship's going to continue and look the exact same as it has. So if my motivation is I want to be clear-headed, I want to be healthy, balanced, what I consider healthy, balanced, and grounded, and talking to my therapist is going to be within my boundaries. So it's not a justification. It's a, that fits within my realm of what I'm doing. If I'm going to go talk to Johnny, what's his name, who has been my friend and confidant and has been my neighbor, but I'm not going to talk to my husband about the issue, that's probably justification a little bit, because it may not be someone who's within my boundaries. It may be even like Susie, whatever, you know, it could be whomever, but if it's not someone who is within my boundary of having a grounded, you know, health-based relationship, then it's going to be more in the justification realm, because you're stretching to try to include that person when they don't quite fit within that realm. So I think that that's a big tell of justification versus a boundary being made and feeling like you can just be concrete in that decision you've made. So just being aware of how that individual, how that activity fits. It's like people who, I mean, not to bring up canceled culture, but Bill Cosby had this sketch about eating cake for breakfast. Do you remember that?
It was like a really, milk and eggs.
Milk and eggs. That's justification for eating a healthy breakfast and why I'm going to make this work. Now, if I'm going to make my Kodiak pancakes made by the amazing Jack, you know, Zac Efron, you know, that is not justification, because I'm looking at the protein contact. I'm looking at the sugar. I'm looking at that. But trying to stretch and make cake breakfast, that is justification for my motivation to be healthy in a way that's trying to stretch outside the boundary, stretch outside the core need that I have. When in actuality, I could do something that's well within my boundary, well within my need, and it's going to be part of my motivation to do better. Does that make sense between the two of those?
It does. And one of the things that I think you said, and that I pulled from that, Haley, as well, is that we're not using emotions to justify decisions. We're using goals, values, those
grounded thinking. Yeah.
Right. Because if I said my goal is to be healthy, okay, then eating cake for breakfast, does that match health? Versus if I said, I just want to eat cake for breakfast, so I'm trying to make it work for me. That's an emotion. That's not necessarily a goal or a value. And so I like that you pointed that out. And I hope people caught on to that, that our emotions do not dictate values. They dictate an emotional state, because emotions are constantly changing.
Yeah. And so where justification being weaponized is that I'm going to have different values than someone else. And so I'm going to have a problem with someone else's priorities and saying, look, you're just justifying because I'm just genuinely, you know, deep down upset that they don't have the same priorities and values that I do. And I'll be like, no, you're just justifying. I'm like, no, they just have different priorities than me.
And I think back to that idea too of like, when we're trying to find motivation, when I hear that someone has been justifying something, I almost get this image of an anxious energy coming from them, right? It's like the little kid who's trying to justify that I don't need to brush my teeth, but you can give me another candy. You know, does it really matter, right? Like they're trying to, their goal, first of all, doesn't match your goal in that moment. But that idea of justifying, even the one we brought from the very beginning of someone justifying with information, or someone justifying an affair and why that's okay, or someone justifying why cake is breakfast, you know, there's almost this kind of like anxious energy that comes along with it, rather than a secure, good, you know, not good. I want to make it good versus bad, but a secure, grounded, kind of like confident emotion, right? Justifying doesn't ever, for me, I've never heard justifying and confidence really in the same person in that moment. I don't, you know, they may feel confident in the fact of like, I think I know all the information, but they're usually,
I was gonna say, like, yeah, they're often confident in the what they have.
They're cocky, right?
Two sides of the same coin, right?
Same coin, right? But in the same time, it's just it's not a peaceful feeling usually having someone justify something. It's usually like I'm ignoring half the issues. So yeah, I can be peaceful with the fact that I've ignored all these other issues and I can just stick with the ones that I'm working with. But it just doesn't give a holistic feeling.
What I'll get from clients sometimes is like, yeah, these are my values, but that's just unrealistic to live in my values right now. So those are like lofty values. You actually values.
Really live with
yeah, them. Yeah. And so like, these are my values for today. And those are like the values for someday, or they'll phrase it something like that, like aspirational values or lofty
I
values.
I know what
or...
I should.
Yes.
That's one of my favorite statements.
I know I should. Yeah.
Yeah. And so,
but I can't because such and such is going.
Yeah. So that's someone justifying as opposed to weaponized justification. Like, you're just justifying your love for ice cream. Like, I don't think I'm justifying. I'm genuinely in love with ice cream.
Yeah.
He is. So I know that to be true.
So
other people have a problem with my love of ice cream.
That's called ignoring. No.
Denial.
Denial. So let's bring this back to the idea of motivation. If we're noticing that there's justification coming in, and again, not pointing out other people's motivation, our goal in this podcast is not to give you ammo for your spouse or for your friend or for your family or your mother.
I can see people sending this episode to someone.
I have had people literally, not so much clients, but I have had people saying, oh, I'm going to send this to so-and-so. They need to hear this. And I'm like, please don't, right? Like, because first of all, then you're putting us as the enemy. We don't really want to be. We want to be the confidant, the someone who can help, not this person who's going to call them to repentance. But I think when you're looking at it for ourselves, if let's ask the question, if we're trying to work with motivation, if we're trying to find motivation and continue in motivation, and we're noticed justification happening, what do you guys think we need to do to kind of help transform that? And also, what would be the opposite of justification? What would that look like if we didn't have that present? Does that make sense? My question.
Yeah, so I think we covered a little bit, but I think to go back to just some basic. Sorry,
what was your question again?
Were you listening?
I thought I was. That's a fair question.
Looking out the window and you were like,
the snow is so pretty.
and then I'll have Jen. So how do we apply justification essentially to motivation, and what would it look like if justification is not there? What would the opposite, maybe the more grounded part be? Go ahead, Jen. What were you saying?
I think we covered some of it, but I think just to make it more succinct, what I'll say is, one is check in with what's the real goal. And then ask yourself, how is the emotion playing into it? What are my barriers? Why am I allowing those to stay my barriers? Am I willing to try or do something new or get help or get more information? Asking questions is definitely the opposite of what Taylor was talking about at the beginning, which is trying to convince. So being able to ask questions about, how is that working for you? That eating cake for breakfast every morning, is that helping you feel healthier? That's a question. Now, I may know the answer to that, but unless I'm coming from an authentic, like, is it working from you place? And if it's working for you, then we don't have to talk about changing it. So for example, I think, well, I won't say for example, I just think asking questions, there's a really powerful way to shift out of justification and connecting it to values and goals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Am I living within my own values? If I'm not, how do I get back on track? And if we're talking to someone else that we think is justifying, or that they say they're justifying, rather than try to teach them or give them facts or debate, like, yeah, teach me instead, and then ask them how does their actions fit with what they're teaching you about? Mm-hmm. And then when you're empathizing, how can you share or say what you agree with? What are they right about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and even being willing to validate that, and this is where the emotion comes in, of saying, I can understand, well, right now, while you're feeling so hurt or so misunderstood, that you feel like this is your only option.
Yeah,
I can understand that. I don't have to then confront and say, but you're wrong. Like mm-hmm. that's where we need to be.
Yeah. Careful. For example, you're right. There is, there are eggs and wheat and milk and cake. You are right.
Yeah. You're there. We don't have to justify though and say that that's a good, that that's going to be the healthiest option for you in a breakfast, right? Well, like compared to nothing. Yeah. That's great. It's a, that's my favorite justification. Well, it's better than nothing. I'm like, I'm not saying that that's wrong. But if you're justifying it to help it fit within your idea,
it's better than a bowl of glass. You yeah. are correct.
Well, it's the idea of like, it's, we're not saying that that isn't correct, but what we are saying is, but if you're trying to go to a, your original goal of having a balanced meal or having a balanced thing, this just doesn't fit in it. Just accept that, right? Like that's part of justification too. The opposite of it is just acceptance of it doesn't fit, and that's okay. And knowing sometimes within our goal, it's not going to fit, you know, the actions that we have to do. Like I have a nutritional goal. Sometimes I forget my lunch. And so the things I do eat just don't fit. And I just have to accept it. And that's okay. Like
one of the phrases I like to check in with myself is that I'm choosing. For example, mm-hmm. if I was to say, so Taylor, are you choosing to have a love affair with ice cream? Taylor would say,
frequently and often.
Absolutely. And it's passionate. Right.
And no one understands me like Rocky Road. Yeah, no.
Right. Ew, that's the one.
But, okay. But if you were saying, okay, so you're, to go back to the other example, Taylor, that you brought up, are you choosing to have an affair because you won't work on your relationship with your spouse? Or you're choosing to have an affair until your spouse changes and you're willing to have all the consequences of that? Again, Is it a wholehearted yes? And if it's not, then maybe you're justifying.
I do think too, it's, yeah, it just comes back to just justification. I think if we're being honest with what our goals are, what our intentions are, it's really hard to continue to stay in a mindset of justification. If you're truly being honest with yourself and being open to what's happening. And so I think that's right with what Jens was saying too, of just, if I'm being honest with myself about what really is my goal and my motivation, and am I really achieving it with this plan of what I have in place, then it's going to be hard to continue to be in that justification
mindset. And it's easy to spot in others, hard to see in ourselves.
Oh, absolutely. It's so easy to look at someone else and be like, wow, look at all that justification that's happening. Again, telling them that to their face is not going to be the way for them to move through that. It's going to be you continuing to hold that boundary.
Well, and one of the things I'd like to add too is we're raising awareness around this, and maybe you are realizing, gosh, I am completely justifying a couple of things in my life, that we talked about how the right response to that is empathy, mm-hmm. right? So when someone's justifying, including yourself, that, are you choosing this? I have been choosing to completely, you know, devalue myself in this way. Okay. The next thing I would do is not stop it. This is not where the stop it therapy comes in. What comes next is understanding to say that must have served you at some point. That must have actually worked. And so take a minute and we're going to give you some empathy and self-compassion so that you can breathe through the emotions that come with why you are so emotionally tied to keeping those things in your life.
Thanks for listening. You can find us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Please feel free to rate, subscribe, and review. And if you want to find us on social media, we're on Instagram and Facebook at Fate Resilience. We'd love to hear from you.